Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Today I'm talking with Byron Stein, Industry Development Officer for Poultry Meat with the Department of Primary Industries, and we're looking at the myth of hormones in chicken and why it lingers. Well, Byron, are hormones used in the poultry meat industry?
Bruce, no. N-O? No. The answer's no. So I'm going to start out straight with no. I get that question quite a bit, when I tell people that I work with the poultry meat industry, and one of the questions I get is, well, you know, how come they keep putting hormones into chicken to make them grow so big and so fast? And the fact that the question begins with why and not do shows me that people still think hormones are used in meat farming. But the truth is that hormones haven't been used in chicken meat since the 60s in Australia. In fact, it was banned in the 60s, so it's illegal. America banned hormones in their chicken in the 50s. So that's over half a century ago. But people don't have to take my word for it. Anyone can check out the National Residue Survey, which is published by the Federal Government Department of Agriculture, and it's on their website. So if people want to have a look at what residues are in meat, including chicken, and to test my statement about no hormones, they can do this for themselves by going to, well, by Googling, for example, National Residue Survey. So just in Google and in your favorite search engine, type in National Residue Survey. The first hit that comes up is the Federal Government Department of Agriculture website, and follow the links and you can actually look and see what residues are in the meats, and they've been testing this every year for a long, long time. And the surveys, you know, haven't found traces of added hormones in chicken for 20, 30, 40 years. Yeah, the answer is no.
Well, why is that perception still there? Why are people convinced that hormones are still being used in the poultry industry?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a myth that the industry's been trying to dispel for a very long time, but has had limited success. In fact, a recent survey by one of the large chicken meat processing companies showed that 76% of consumers still think there are hormones in chicken. But there are a number of reasons why this myth hasn't died. One reason is that people just can't believe the birds can go from chicks just out of the shell to being ready for the dinner table in just 6 to 7 weeks. They believe that farmers must be putting something special in their feed to give them a boost. So that's essentially probably the main reason, that people just can't get their heads over how come these chickens can grow so big without a bit of help.
They say 6 to 7 weeks. So if chickens aren't getting a shot of anything special, how are they growing so quickly?
Bruce, essentially there's three reasons. Three key reasons why the birds are growing so quickly and so big is because of genetics, nutrition, and the environment that they're grown in. So the industry is essentially grown tremendously in the last 30 to 40 years. It's really been a star performer, mainly through very good science and intensive animal breeding programs, intensive animal nutrition programs, and very good housing for birds.
Well, let's look at genetics and how have genetics changed?
Well, it's not so much a change, but chickens are excellent breeders and have very short generation intervals. So this has helped breeding companies select for fast growth and bigger muscling, much in the same way that breeding and selection has been done for other animals like cattle and sheep. The difference, of course, is that chickens breed much quicker and produce offspring in a relatively short amount of time. So this means that you can see the results of your breeding program in 12 months or less. Compare this to cattle and sheep, for example, for which breeding programs take several years. So in essence, is a case of numbers. So each breeding hen can produce, 300 chicks in a lifetime. There aren't too many cattle or sheep or even pigs which can produce anywhere near that number of offspring. So the selection pressure is massive for chickens, and that's probably the key reason why it's had such massive genetic gains in the last 30 to 40 years.
You also mentioned nutrition. Mm-hmm. How have we changed the nutritional balance to get that performance in that 6 to 7 weeks?
Yeah, good question. Well, the science of feeding chickens is quite intense and it's complex. And the industry continues to spend billions of dollars, so that's billions with a B, globally in getting the diet of chickens perfectly formulated. A well-formulated chicken diet helps the birds reach their genetic potential, and that provides, fast and efficient growth rates using the best feed available. The research into nutrition continues all the time, with the industry and the feed companies investing bucket loads of money in an effort to keep one step ahead of each other, so it's very competitive. And also to try and keep in step with the genetic gains that the breeding companies are achieving. So nutrition is just a continuing feast, if you like. Excuse the pun.
And the third area that you mentioned was environmental factors and the way that we've changed the environmental factors to grow out the chickens. How have we changed those environmental factors?
Okay, so I said genetics and breeding are two reasons for this fast growth. The third is the environment, as you've just mentioned. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been invested in finding out and then providing the optimal growing conditions for the birds. So things like temperature, humidity, air quality, lighting, water quality and ventilation are all painstakingly monitored and adjusted to provide the birds with the very best conditions to grow in. When you think about it, there's really no point in investing hundreds of million dollars in breeding and nutrition only to waste it by giving the birds, a poor housing conditions. And so the industry has invested a lot of money in that space to give the birds the absolute optimal conditions to grow out in so that they can achieve those genetic gains that they've been breeding the birds for. And so I guess to summarise, to bring that all together, it's really the combination of genetics, nutrition and environment have all come together perfectly almost, which has resulted in the birds growing much bigger and much faster than they have ever before.
Now, we've looked at a couple of the reasons why the myth still exists, but I assume there are other reasons why the myth about using hormones in chickens hasn't died. So what are some of the other reasons?
Yeah, look, and this is very much my opinion, but one of the main reasons the myth of hormones in chicken is still alive and well, unfortunately, because it's not true, is because of the marketing strategies of some of the other meat industries and some of the retailers, and honestly, sometimes by the chicken meat industry itself. I mean, for example, one of the large retailers promoted their beef products as being hormone-free a few years back. And one of the consequences of that marketing ploy was to bring the issue of hormones back into the spotlight, back into the public domain. And once that happened, then chicken gets brought into that mix. And so people think hormones and they think it's sort of across the board. So that's one of the reasons. And I think that the chicken meat industry and some of the retailers are also sometimes to blame. Occasionally, I still see hormone-free chicken being sold in my local supermarket. And I've got to say, I laugh when I see those labels on the chicken, because the truth is that, I couldn't buy chicken with added hormones, even if I wanted to. Not that I would, but it's impossible to do that because it just doesn't exist. It's been illegal for 50 years. So why does the chicken industry do this? And why do they continue to put hormone-free on their packaging, implying that, if it doesn't say hormone-free, then the other chicken that doesn't say that might have hormones? Look, I'm only guessing here, but in essence, I think it's because despite the ban on hormones in the 60s, they just haven't been able to convince consumers that there aren't hormones in chicken. That, this myth, like we've been talking about, is perpetuated. And I guess they've just shrugged their shoulders. The industry's just shrugged its shoulders and said, well, if we can't seem to change people's minds, we may as well market our products as hormone-free, because that's what some of the other meat products have done. And maybe it's an attempt to compete with beef, for example, which interestingly is still allowed to use hormones. Like I said in the past, one of the retailers has marketed their products as being hormone-free. In essence, does chicken have added hormones? No. The answer is categorically no. And not only is it illegal, to be honest, but it's actually logistically impossible to provide hormones to chickens because of the way they'd have to be administered. And just very quickly, growth hormones are injected, not consumed, so they wouldn't be added in the feeds. They'd have to be injected. And then in a shed of 250, or a farm with multiple sheds and 250,000 birds, impossible to inject 250,000 birds with hormones. So it's illegal, but it's logistically impossible as well.
Aaron Stein, Industry Development Officer for Poultry Meat with the Department of Primary Industries, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Poultry.